Kaseyuchatduwasakwa, Daudauyuchatduwasakwa, Wishkitanachatsiti, Tushit dach ayachat, Akkwan awe yuhan, Dachnak awe haani, Dakdaintan yari ayachat. My Tlingit name is Kase, after my grandmother, and Daudau, after my great grandmother. I'm Wishkitan, and I'm from the Shark House. And originally, our families were from Berners Bay, and we are Occoquan. And my father's people are Dakdaintan from the Huna area, also have European, Filipino, and Japanese descent. My English name is Naomi Michelson. I live here in Ketchikan, home of the Tontaquan and Tsanyaquan people. And I have 5 adult children and 9 grandchildren. Respectful harvesting can mean a lot to different people. And so I like just having discussions and talking about it with people, because I didn't really grow up talking about respectful harvesting. We didn't say, hey, let's go out and harvest respectfully. But I think more and more today we are, in today's world, it seems like things are changing so quickly that it is how we're talking, and it is how we're going out. And we want starting with our young kids to kind of start with that idea that, before we even go out to harvest, who are the people that live in the land that we're harvesting? Build a deeper understanding and connection to the people on whose land you are harvesting. And so for me here in Ketchikan, it would be that learning about the people here, the people of Saxman and Ketchikan, and the Tontaquan and Tsanyaquan people, and maybe even going out with them. And I had one of my first teachers here was Esther Shea, and she's passed now, but she was a wonderful Tlingit language instructor, and she taught me a lot about some of the plants on the beach. So I would say getting to know the people there in Juneau, and the Akwan, and acknowledging and taking time to learn and explore the history there in Juneau, including the traditions and values and knowledge. And understanding the history of colonization as well, and how it continues to impact us today. And these guidelines you can find online. I'll give them to you. You can put a link up. But the next one is to prepare yourself spiritually. And I think a lot of plant books today, they might have identification. They might tell you about how to use them. They might have beautiful pictures. But a lot of our books today kind of skip out the spiritual aspect and that connection that we all have with this land and the earth. And so it's something that the Kayani sisters, who created the Respectful Harvesting Guidelines, thought it was really important to put in there. Some people say a blessing or a song, a prayer. They might meditate. They might talk or sing to the plant. They might announce to the ancestors that they're there. So some people even said that their grandmother told stories the night before about the plant that they were going to harvest, and they would dream about this plant. And so I guess always just going out in a good way, trying to be, we don't want to go out angry or in a bad mood. next is, and these are in any, order, of course, but choosing your words carefully. I see it a lot in Juneau, especially with a beautiful language being taught in the schools at all levels. And so many people that are eager to learn the indigenous languages. And I could see the young children really changing. And it brings me a lot of hope to see that there's so much emphasis on teaching our young children the language, and how important it is for us to, as Indigenous people, to feel like we belong and that we are a part of this, this beautiful place that we live in. So choosing your words carefully can mean a lot of different things as well. Many videos and stories talk about the plants. You could learn the words of the plants in the Tlingit language, or Haida, Hodkil, or Tsimshian. You could express gratitude in different languages. So those are always easy to learn. To say "gunakchish," "hau a," and "doikshen," those types of words go a long way. And just practicing and developing our skills to become confident about talking to the plants and with each other as well. But those today, you can take a lot of these language classes for free. And I'm seeing the young children. I have a friend in Juneau, George Holly. He's been working with a lot of the young children, and they're creating songs around the plants and the environment around them. And so it's okay to create songs as well. Another part of respectful harvesting is honoring and respecting your teachers. So in my life, I've been able to learn from many elders and many young people as well, and I'm still learning. And I try to always acknowledge that when I'm talking about something that they've shown me. And so, for example, Holly Churchill was one of my teachers when I learned how to gather cedar bark. And so I always acknowledge that. Rita Blumenstein was one of my teachers around the plants. And so I acknowledge her as one of my teachers. And so always acknowledging, the people of the land, the people that were your teachers. And I always would even gather for them as well, especially when they became older. And anytime I went out to harvest, I would gather something for somebody that I wanted to share with. And anytime I went to Anchorage to go see Rita, I would always bring plants that she didn't have there in Anchorage. And so it was always something that is just part of our responsibility and respect to share and to take care of the people that have been so willing to share the knowledge with us.